Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Toronto spends $500,000 per year per homeless person, and Vancouver spends $220,000 a year, and it's still never enough. Why don't they just rent them apartments for that money and give them food carts? It's not about solving the problem of homelessness, but it's about expanding the problem so they can actually waste money and funnel it to their friends. Homelessness has become one of Canada's fastest growing industries. It's all about expanding the bureaucracy to manage the homeless. Up next, it looks like there's about to be a hell of a lot more homeless people in Canada shortly, because there are 1.5 million unemployed Canadians, and there are only 500,000 job postings. And I wonder how many of those are actually fake job postings too. And yet Canadian corporations still want more immigration. Of course they do. They just want cheap labor. Yes, bringing in another million Indians will definitely help. Soon it'll be 5 unemployed and homeless for every 1 job out there. Number 3, Jessica Valenti says that prenups are sexist because it's a way for men to steal money that's rightfully a woman's. Now they're full-on gaslighting and they don't care anymore. Prenups exist to prevent gold diggers from stealing a man's money. But women don't see a man's money as belonging to him. They see his money belonging to them. Remember, gentlemen, if you don't get married or cohabitate, then it's next to impossible for them to take your cash. Moving on, that woman that was caught on cam at the Coldplay concert is in the news again, continuing her quest to avoid accountability at all costs by saying that her former boss lied to her about being married. Well, if she did nothing wrong, then why did she hide at the Coldplay concert once the camera was on her? I'm predicting that after this fails, her next attempt to avoid accountability will be her saying that it wasn't consensual. I'm confused though, because she was also cheating on her husband. Number 5, this Belgian politician says that anyone who doesn't accept veiled women or Islam then needs to leave. This is what a peaceful conquering of the West looks like. Looks like this meme is making more and more sense. What happens when Muslims make up the majority of the people in the UK and France one day and have nuclear weapons? Hopefully I'll be dead by then, but I don't even want to imagine veiled villains like this having access to nukes. Up next, here's yet another female teacher rapist, and now she's on the run. There's clearly an epidemic of female PDF files in the school system, and yet nothing is being done about it, because it's mostly boys that are the victims. The news also says that Brenda vanished from Greeley, Colorado after the allegations came out. She also told the 13-year-old victim that his manhood was bigger than her husband's, and she felt she knew him in another life. Absolutely sickening. Number 7, according to psychology, the highest form of peace is to have zero desire to be understood, admired, pitied, or even known. This describes my life right now perfectly. I just want to fade into the background and not get noticed by anyone. I just want to solve the fertility crisis using technology in my lifetime, even if it props up our sick and dying civilization in a zombie kind of dysfunctional way. If I can accomplish that, then I'll die a happy man. Moving on, and speaking of fertility in Russia, they're offering women a psychology session for those women who say they don't want kids. Looks like the goal is to get them to change their minds. It looks like our civilization has run its course and there's too much urbanism and too much of the good life, and without something to struggle for and the need for kids to work the fields, we will never hit replacement fertility again. It's always those pink-haired AI-generated Russian chicks that refuse to reproduce. Number 9, this 90-year-old Kenyan woman agrees to marry her 95-year-old boyfriend after their 64-year-long relationship, because she was finally sure he wasn't going to leave her. How much you want to bet that she'll divorce him shortly after their wedding and take all his stuff? They could have waited another 5 years to make this a centurion sport. This definitely has to be the Guinness World Book of Records for the longest courtship and the oldest marriage. Up next is Utah woman wrote a book on grief after her husband's death, and later they found out that she'd murdered him. How long before she claims that she's the actual victim here? I can just hear her now saying that all he did was let me end him, but I'm the one who has to live with the grief of being a widow. Yada yada yada. Woman murders man, woman most affected. If O.J. Simpson was still alive, I'd suggest the two of them start dating each other. She even tried making money off the murder. Number 11, we're well on our way to idiocracy, as adolescent boys with an IQ of 130 are 3 to 5 times less likely to have sex than those with an average IQ. Even those with an IQ of 60 and intellectual disabilities are more likely to have sex than those with an IQ of 130. Growing up, we used to call them nerds, and they wore suspenders, snorted when they laughed, and wore fishbowl glasses. And their pants were pulled up way too high. and the girls didn't want to go anywhere near them. This is nothing new. Moving on, The Bachelorette has reached a whole new ring of hell, where 22 men will compete for a 31-year-old single mother of three who cheated in her previous marriage. This would have been awesome to watch, but unfortunately it's been cancelled because of assault charges against her after they put out only one episode. She attacked her ex in front of their young daughter, so she's not only a single mother, but also an abusive one as well. Number 13, here's one of the reasons why more men than ever are leaving the plantation. Because for women, marriage is a free source of lifetime money. Never married women are worse off financially than divorced women as well as those that stayed married. Marriage is the main way that women get ahead in life financially. Don't be their beta backup retirement plan. It seems that the world was a much better place when people weren't allowed to get divorced. Up next, looks like the conspiracy theorists were right that governments would use smart meters to stop people from turning up the heat when it's cold. You know, there's a problem when keeping warm is now considered immoral behavior by the governments. I have a literal cold allergy and need 23 to 24 degrees Celsius, or 74 to 77 degrees Fahrenheit, or it flares up. Here's what the typical conspiracy theorist looks like picking up I told you so medals since 2020. Number 15, some guys say that this Uber driver told him that she's a top earner, and most of her income comes through tips. It makes me wonder what her real side hustle is. And would you just look at that, she intentionally avoids looking at the backup camera so she can actually give the backseat Johns a peep show. I'll tell you one thing though, she wouldn't be making all that much if she wore baggy shirts. How do I get an Uber driver like this? I'm asking for a friend. Moving on, remember everyone, you're not ugly. You're just poor. Here's Charles Hoskinson, the founder of the cryptocurrency Cardano. His net worth is somewhere between $500 million to $1.2 billion, and you better believe this mystery woman knows it. I hope that he's not involved with her because she definitely doesn't pass the green line test. If she plays with her hair while out on a date with you or touches your hand, you can usually be sure she likes you. But if she leans away instead of in, that's body language that says she's not really into you. Number 17, Denmark has unlocked a new level of tax madness. They want to introduce a wealth tax where in some cases it'll give citizens a tax rate above 100%. The wealthy will end up leaving, and then they won't get anything. Why am I not surprised it's socialists that often try this? Canada's also been exploring an exit tax in case you want to leave, where you'll have to pay 23% tax on your capital gains, and then 35% on what remains over $10 million. If they introduce that, then I'm out because I don't want to get super wealthy one day, only for the government to take it away from me. Up next, looks like the women in the WNBA have now received a minimum salary of $300,000 a year in the 2026 season, compared to only $66,000 in the 2025 season. And yet the league continues to lose money. You also know that it'll never be enough for women, and they'll demand $1 million a year minimum. I hope they get it and then the league goes bankrupt. I think that's too much money for women that play with balls for a living. The men's league subsidizes this madness. Number 19, and speaking of going bankrupt, the Netherlands is in real trouble, bringing in Somalis, which will cost the state $1.1 million during their lifetimes. People from the Middle East, Latin America, and Africa are also a net loss to their country. It's only Europeans and East Asians that contribute to the tax system in the Netherlands on average. It's time to send them all back. Also, why aren't Indians mentioned on this list? Moving on, as Western countries go bankrupt, the UK police visit a man's home over his gamer tag because they thought he was being racist for using the offensive handle Ching Chong Chinaman. But they left him alone the moment they found out he was Chinese. Looks like the hate speech laws only apply to whiteies. I really wish that someone would have captured video footage of those cops when they rang the doorbell and he answered it to boot. He just wasn't white enough to prosecute, it seems. Looks like I was tricked though, and this is just another fake news story. Number 21, now here's a next level slut. A woman went to an emergency room with tuberculosis-like symptoms, but they found a condom stuck in her lungs. I'd love to see the monster shwing-shwing that fired a massive load that got that condom stuck up there. It must have been the fire hose or something. Either that or the amount of suction she had was intense. On the bright side, at least she was being responsible. Does anyone have her contact info? I'm asking for a friend's bachelor party. Optics, here's the sad state of affairs in India where only men can be prosecuted under gender-specific laws surrounding sexual harassment. Looks like the Indian simp and mangina judges believe that women can't commit sexual harassment. How very sexist of them. No wonder India's fertility rate has crashed below replacement and keeps on falling. Justice is supposed to be blind, but I guess in this case, justice stinks like the poop covering the streets of that country. Number 23, when the iPhone came out, people thought it was cool, like a touchscreen computer in your pocket. I remember getting mine back in late 2008, and remember taking it into the bathroom, watching YouTube videos on it. Now that was progress. I couldn't imagine Tinder destroying the dating market, and TikTok destroying people's minds through mindless doom scrolling. I guess Steve Jobs might be remembered partially for the collapse of Western civilization. Moving on, a new study shows that men marrying overweight women tend to have happier lives. Only if they're chubby chasers, though. But there is some wisdom to an old saying that says that if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, then never make a pretty woman your wife. Overweight women used to be more humble because they had limited options. Not anymore. Since smartphones, they've become sassy boss babes that expect the top 1 or 2% of guys out there. This is just propaganda. Number 25 and the last one, a new RoboCop series was just announced, and rumor has it that Bella Ramsey will be in it. If the writers were smart, they would have made it like the 1980s film, with aspects of cyberpunk and dystopian Detroit. And it looks like Bella definitely has the jawline to play Murphy. I can just see that look on Bella's face when she realizes that she's going to be a cyborg. I'm so over the bad nostalgia from the 80s. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.